Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Still to come here tonight. We stole a bunch of prep at the top of the show and then got just barraged with phone calls, so I don't know how much of this we're going to get to. But on the way, Johnson, you got a story about a man who berated George Bush in public.
Yep.
And we'll give you the details there. Also on the way, Michigan is looking to sue people for information they're putting on their websites. We'll give you the information there. And here's the story out of the United Kingdom. We promised we were going to do this last night. We never got to it. So here it is. From the London Independent, a man has vowed to go to prison rather than pay taxes, which he believes would fund a blatantly illegal war in Iraq. Robin Brooks, age 52, appeared at Swindon County Court for refusing to pay a £580 income tax bill. Describing an imminent seizure of his goods as blood money, the Doll's House designer from Market Lavington in Wiltshire said, quote, "I don't want to break the law. I want to contribute to education and health, the law and the police force. But I cannot pay for a government's killing machine." The Iraq war is illegal and it's against the will of the people, which was amply demonstrated by people marching in London. I've been withholding taxes since the March 2003 invasion. He said this in court.
Wow.
Mr. Brooks, who believes that 10% of all taxes used by the government to fund the military, was told by magistrates that bailiffs would seize his goods on May 5th unless he paid up. Mr. Brooks is withholding the £580, which, along with $550 that he's already been forced to pay, he says represents 10% of all the tax that he has paid since the invasion. His two children, Claire and Oliver, were fully behind his stance. Mr. Brooks said, quote, having invaded and made a complete mess of Iraq, the British and American troops have no place there. We've totally messed it up and should get out. People live in fear of crime and kidnapping. To get one man, Saddam, there have been tens of thousands of deaths. Sounds like he's got the right perspective.
Yeah.
He would not put up any physical resistance when the bailiffs arrive and was happy to go to jail if they failed to recover enough property to cover the debt. So it sounds as though they're literally going to go to this man's house and just start taking stuff out of it till they get a certain amount, until they believe they've got enough to pawn it off and cover the amount of money. And if he doesn't have enough furniture to cover it, I guess, they're going to take him to jail.
You know, the thing about this is, furniture is sort of more valuable than what you can sell it for. Go out and buy a couch for $1,000, and there's lots and lots of couches out there for $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
You go out and buy a couch for $1,000, that very next day, if you try to sell it, you might be able to sell it
$200, $300.
But you'd have to go out to have something to sit on again and spend $1,000.
Right.
So the couch is worth more than you can sell it for. It doesn't exactly hold true. There's always couches that you can get at Goodwill or Salvation Army or one of those sorts of places.
And who knows how the government goes about assigning value to items that they take from you.
Right.
Well, he says, why should I worry in regards to them taking his stuff? He says about going to jail. Why should I worry? It's the poor devils in Iraq I'm concerned about. Their houses are bombed. They live in fear. Their communities are in ruins. I don't seek to decide where the money should go. It should go on education or health or perhaps into a nonviolent conflict resolution. Mr. Brooks, this is the point about government that people just sort of gloss over. You can't assign where your money goes to.
Yeah.
They just take it, and then they decide where it goes to. So if they want to assign 10% to the military, they'll assign 10%. If they want to assign 90%, they'll assign 90%. And you have no say whatsoever. And unless you actually have the courage to do what Mr. Brooks is actually doing, and that is withhold it. And that's good. However, it doesn't sound like he's withholding at all. He's only withheld 10% of what he's paid in taxes.
Oh, I see.
Right. So he's trying to withhold he's making a statement, essentially.
Right.
He paid money in taxes, and they're taking that money and they're funding the Iraq war. He's just withholding 10% of it back.
It's kind of like what Kat Dillon did up in New Hampshire by withholding the amount of money that would have gone to the public school system.
Right.
She doesn't believe in government-run education, so she withheld the amount that would have gone there.
In a more voluntary society, where services like police and fire and all these other services that government provides, protection, were provided on a voluntary basis, you would be able to pick and choose who got your money. You would be able to pick and choose which agencies were deserving of your funds. And it goes back to Doug's call from last hour. He was talking about the welfare safety net. How if we got rid of government welfare, there'd still be a safety net. It'd be churches and charities and private organizations that really want to help people out. And the neat part about that is you get to choose which ones of those get your money versus the government that just takes and takes and takes.
Well, according, and I think Jeff would appreciate this point more, but that those charities also have the ability to choose which people they're going to serve.
That's true. You know, the government chooses that, too, based on who can fill out a form.
Not really. Yeah, the government doesn't really choose, and their agents don't really care, and they don't really pick through people.
No, and they don't
oversee. A private charity
either.
Does. And also, a private charity normally has open expenditure reports.
Right. So you can actually audit them, essentially, if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you could say, I'm going to donate my money to this charity, or I'm not, based on who they give money to.
Right, and if they didn't have an open expenditure report,
you didn't have to give them money.
Who would give them money?
Right.
Right.
So he appeared, this guy, Mr. Brooks, appeared in court 3 years ago over his refusal to pay taxes. In October of 2003, magistrates told him that he was able to express his opinion through the ballot box and gave him 3 months to pay the £550. Bailiffs then seized money from Mr. Brooks' home, where he lives with his wife, Gil. He had pinned the money to a board over which he wrote a banner stating, "Every 10 seconds, Britain spends this much on occupying Iraq." Can you imagine the cops coming into your house, pointing guns at you, and saying, hand over your cash? I mean, literally, a band of robbers. A band of marauders.
Well, they won't point the guns unless you point guns at them, in all likelihood.
True.
They'll just have them on
the
their
guns
heads.
Are on their hips, and they say, hand over the cash.
Yep.
And if you say, no, I bloody won't, then they'll say, you better.
That should
else.
Actually be, I mean, it's too bad, because that should actually be able to be taken to court. If somebody comes into your house attempting to take money from you by gunpoint, what else do you define robbery as?
It's not robbery if the government does it.
Nope.
But it is.
Well,
it is robbery.
It is, but
good luck with you.
In the law books, you're not going to have any support. And
that life in prison is not going to feel good either.
Yeah, the judge isn't going to care about your opinion about robbery.
I thought the government was supposed to protect you, or is that just an entire
charade? It's a farce.
Charade?
Yeah, it's a total charade.
Okay.
I mean, really, where's the government protected you?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make that clear.
Finally, Mr. Brooks says, this isn't about money. It's about conscience. At best,
it is kind of about money for the government.
At best, the money is simply wasted. A nonviolent conflict resolution program is urgently needed. I'm appalled by the huge amount of money spent on the military, which is ultimately only going to create misery, death, and destruction. Gosh, he's right about that.
Yep.
The military isn't good at building things. It is only good about destroying them.
Yep. Killing people and breaking things.
And even there, I mean, that's the one thing that I'll admit that government can handle pretty well. They can kill and destroy. They're pretty good at that. However, even in that category, they're pretty indiscriminate. I mean, they destroy, but they don't destroy the right targets. They kill, but they don't kill the right people. They kill the wedding party instead of the terrorists.
Well, sometimes they kill the right people, but the thing
because they're indiscriminate.
The thing is it's not fair to say the government's good at war, because who else fights one? You're only comparing government to government.
Yeah.
It's like saying, well, the United States has the best military in the world. Well, you're only comparing governments
right.
to governments.
Yeah.
If Walmart had a military, they'd have, you know, blue suits with a little smiley face, and they would be wiping people out.
I'll bring something up, actually. I think enough people have heard about teams of mercenaries, right? I mean, enough people have read things and read about when an organization, you know, hires a mercenary group. Normally, you're talking about, like, 1, 2, maybe 5 guys, maybe a small team.
Sure.
Massive team of mercenaries is like 10 people. And most of the time when you hear about mercenary operations, they always get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
And they get it done with
cheap.
Like 10 people.
Yeah.
And for a
not necessarily cheap. They'd normally charge.
They're getting a good paycheck.
They're getting a good paycheck.
Compared to what it would take the military to do.
Right, but compared to what it would take the military to do. And the preciseness and the amount of, you know, they just go in there and get it done. I mean, it's
their job.
It's not just
they don't
like,
get paid if they don't get it done.
Yeah, it's not a huge mess with excessive amounts of collateral damage.
I'd like to clarify something on your Walmart point. The reason why Walmart won't ever have a private military going around taking care of business is because private businesses would never spend the money. It's just when you kill and destroy things, it's throwing money away. There's no reason for them to do that.
War is very costly, and it only makes sense if you have a taxpayer base.
And if you have the ability to print money. That's how they finance wars in this country. Coming up, Bush berated by a member of the public. We'll share it with you on the way. Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can find our wiki there. We've got over 500 pages for you to surf around through on the wiki.
I'm not popular in it.
It was all created by the listeners. We turned it on, and you guys filled it in, essentially. There's info there about the hosts, about the callers, about the issues we talk about, and more. And it was all created by you. In fact, you can go and edit it. You can change it, add to it. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can go and make my boring profile interesting.
That's right, because you're not allowed to edit it.
Nobody wants to look. Well, I could go and edit it if I want.
But I thought it was against the etiquette of the wiki to actually edit your own
page. Against the etiquette of Wikipedia, like the actual website.
Right.
I think you could edit your own on the Free Talk Live message.
Really? Because I haven't. I've withheld from doing that.
I haven't yet. I started putting out articles, though, that I do intend to eventually add some things to mine.
I see. I've largely stayed off mine.
I want to provide people with some information on mine eventually. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Wiki.freetalklive.com. Go explore it. It's free like everything else on our website. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
No, on that wiki thing, on the editing of your own wiki, I think the reason why people talk about that is because a lot of politicians or whatnot and people on the actual Wikipedia, they go to edit their entry in order to remove information.
Right.
Now, I think it's a nice thing if somebody is looking to gather information on somebody, like somebody if it was a celebrity on Wikipedia, and you go and you provide information or extra information, I think that's a service at that point.
If it's your profile and someone's looking for info,
like, for
you
example,
can
if a celebrity,
info.
You know, if I were to go to, you know, look up my favorite actor or something like that in the actual Wikipedia, and that actor had decided to contribute some personal information about
But not remove, but
to contribute personal information, I think that would be a bonus.
So, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here tonight, ICE has raided several South Florida head shops. What's the Immigration Department doing raiding head shops? We'll explore that, but first, we need to go to George Bush. What's going on there, John?
George Bush paraded. Well, according to the Contra Costa Times of Charlotte, North Carolina, President Bush isn't used to tongue lashings, but he got a scolding Thursday from a North Carolina man who told the president that he should be ashamed of himself. While I listen to you talk about freedom, I see you assert your right to tap my telephone, to arrest me, and hold me without charges, to try and preclude me from breathing clean air and drinking clean water, real estate broker Harry Taylor told Bush at a town hall meeting. I have never felt more ashamed of, nor more frightened by, my leadership in Washington.
Ugh, I can't stand it when people use that term in regards to the president and those other idiots up there in Washington, D.C. I don't know about this guy, but the people in Washington, D.C. are not leadership to me. I don't know about you guys. I don't know how you feel about that. No, you're not my leaders. I didn't elect you to lead me. In fact, I didn't elect any of you.
Well, for some reason, I'm sure because this audience was selected, the audience at Central Piedmont Community College booed.
Well, it's North Carolina, dude.
Yeah, it is North Carolina, but Bush is known to select his audience.
No, well, otherwise, how would this guy get in? It wasn't a selected audience. It's just that if George Bush is going to speak, who's likely to attend?
Right.
George Bushites.
This is true.
Yeah.
And people that hate him greatly.
Well, this is his response. I'm not your favorite guy. What's your question? Taylor didn't have one, but he wasn't finished. I feel like, despite your rhetoric, that compassion and common sense have been left far behind during your administration, he told Bush. And I would hope, from time to time, that you have the humility and the grace to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, wow.
Bush defended his decision to authorize domestic eavesdropping in cases involving conversations between the United States and terrorist suspects or their associates in other countries. I'm not going to apologize for what I did on the terrorist surveillance program. Would I apologize for that? The answer is absolutely not.
That's right. Screw your privacy.
He said to applause. The extraordinary encounter highlighted just how far Bush has come from the days when he was limited in his appearances to carefully screened crowds, this article supposedly says. In the past, tickets to presidential events were typically distributed through the Republican Party or other Bush-friendly groups. Bush rarely took questions, and when he did, they were almost always fawning. That's changed in recent weeks as his poll numbers have dropped amid growing unease with the war in Iraq. White House aides acknowledge that Bush's new willingness to take tough questions is part of an effort to respond to war worries.
Well, good. And there's also another reason why that they're not revealing. The other reason why he's taking more questions is because he's a lame duck.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the way out. Unless something really radical happens, like somebody else suggested a few weeks back, that they suspend the elections, he's on the way out. So who cares? He can take all the questions he wants.
And if they suspend the elections, who cares? He can do what he wants.
That's right.
Also, you know, he's trying to... There's 2006 is coming up, and, there's some congressional elections, and he's trying to do what he can to, you know, make the Republicans not look so bad.
Well, the article ends on only slightly up note. It says, for all their differences, Bush and Taylor agreed on at least one thing. I really appreciate the courtesy of allowing me to speak what I'm saying to you right now, Taylor said near the conclusion of his reprimand. That's part of what this country is about. It is, Bush agreed.
Much to his chagrin.
Until I take it away from you.
Right, yeah, Bush would much rather not have the freedom of speech in America. That's one of those pesky freedoms that we still have to a good extent in America, and it's caused him a lot of trouble.
Yeah, if I only had 4 more years, we might be able to change all that, wouldn't we?
If I was only a dictator, this would be a lot easier. He said that, or something very similar. You're pointing at yourself.
No, I was simply saying that that's what I was going to say.
Ah, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, now known as ICE.
Yeah, that's just disturbing. That the acronym is something so cold and heartless. You know?
They're formerly known as the INS.
Stop.
At least
collaborate and listen. At least ICE is back with a brand new edition.
At least INS doesn't mean anything. ICE is so, you know,
sounds bad.
Yeah.
Sounds bad. We're going to put the ICE on you.
Clearly not warm and loving.
Well, why are they, you'd think they'd be fighting terrorism or securing the borders, but according to ICE and according to StopTheDrugWar.org, by the way, at least part of its mission is to keep America bong free. Yes, some of its special agents spent last Friday serving federal search and seizure warrants against 5 South Florida head shops, all of them located in the Coral Gables area. That's Miami range, right?
Yeah.
The raids resulted in the seizure of 5,500 pieces of drug paraphernalia items worth more than $250,000, according to ICE.
Mm.
The raiders didn't limit themselves to pipes and bongs, however. They also seized rolling papers and stash containers designed to look like commercial products such as women's lipstick tubes and pagers. Get the quote from the special agent in charge, Jesus Torres. Quote, these shops sell a dangerous lie about drugs and drug use. It's obvious they want people to think it's okay to take drugs. This is simply unacceptable.
I wonder when his family came to the country.
Yeah. unacceptable? Okay to take drugs? Because head shops exist that tells people it's okay to take drugs? Well, let's explore that a little bit more coming up. Your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. Do you agree? Do you think that head shops should be raided? They should be shut down? Their items should just be stolen? Because that's what happened here. 5,500 products were stolen off of people's shelves.
$250,000.
More coming back. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance. I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, still to come here, Michigan, targeting websites with meth information on them. We'll share that those details with you. Also, let's see, there's something in the AP about Lawry's. It's a steakhouse chain, and they don't want to have guys as servers, and that's causing a bit of a stir. But right now, we're talking about ICE.
Private organizations should be able to do whatever they want.
We're not getting into it right now. Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement has raided 5 South Florida head shops, seized over 5,500 pieces of drug paraphernalia worth more than $250,000. According to the agent in charge, these shops sell a dangerous lie about drugs and drug use. It's obvious they want people to think it's okay to take drugs. This is simply unacceptable. Would he say the same thing about bars? Don't bars encourage people to drink? Doesn't that say, hey, we're here? Apparently, existing means it's encouraging people to take drugs. So the existence of a bar must mean that they're encouraging people to drink, right? Don't you feel encouraged to come on in whenever you pass on Nick's Bar down here in Sarasota?
The bars have commercials, and they want you to come on in. So, yeah, you're encouraged.
I've never seen, it's rare that you see head shop commercials. They're probably hard to place on the cable systems, because the cable systems probably want to stay away from them.
Don't you remember the remote we had when I was working at YNF? I had a remote at a head shop.
That's true. But it was for a rock station, yeah. So it makes
come
sense.
On in!
You're lucky they didn't raid you during that time.
I wonder if there are any internet-based head shops. If so, you should contact us.
There are plenty of internet places that sell bongs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
plenty
absolutely. I think they should try and contact us, because I'm sure we'd be happy to accept their money if they wanted to advertising.
You bet we would. Under federal law, any bong and any pipe not made of briar or corn cob is considered drug paraphernalia.
What the hell is briar?
I don't know what briar is, but we've seen corn cob pipes before. So apparently, if you smoke drugs out of corn cob pipes, then it's not paraphernalia. Oh, yes, it will be, because if it has resin on it, then it will become paraphernalia. Now, when a pipe is unresonated, when a pipe has not been smoked from, how can you make a claim about what its intended use is?
It is quite a leap in logic.
You can stick whatever you want in that pipe and smoke it.
I think it's I think it's a reasonable jump, but, you know, it's not a fair jump.
It's just as reasonable as the jump that the bureaucrat was making in hour number one of the show when they were talking about how it's okay to arrest people while they're drinking in bars because they might go out and drive around in a car.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay to steal all of your bongs and pipes because someone might buy it and smoke some marijuana from it.
It's same logic. It's okay to put you in prison for life because you might commit murder.
Similarly, other items that appear to be intended for use consuming illegal drugs can also be considered drug paraphernalia. The raid is the latest in, get this, Operation Up in Smoke. And what's with the cutesy name anyway, says StopTheDrugWar.org, a continuing ICE Miami initiative launched in December of 2003 to go after businesses that illegally import, manufacture, and distribute drug paraphernalia in South Florida. It remains unclear why ICE has assigned itself the mission of enforcing paraphernalia manufacture and distribution offenses that are entirely domestic. Nonetheless, since the initiative began, ICE special agents have served about 25 federal search warrants and seized more than 85,000 items valued at more than $2 million.
I can answer that question. I can answer the question why they decided to do that.
Go ahead.
Because they have guns, and they're power happy, and they have guns.
Yeah. I wonder how often the head shop owners in these cases will take these guys to court. How often does that happen? How often do they take from the court versus just give up their product and move on?
Well, it's probably cheaper to give up your product to move on.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to find some cases, and if people could start sending me, johnson@freetalklive.com, I would like to see if people can start providing me with some news where a police organization, has gotten out of hand and people have stopped it, preferably with, because they had guns. I would like to know when the last time a police organization tried to do anything that was out of hand and somebody stopped them and wasn't prosecuted by the law.
It's usually the role of the press.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got comments on this. By the way, no arrests have been made. Businesses, though, have
been stealing.
That's exactly what it is. Businesses have been put out of business, however. More search and seizure warrants are coming down the pike, according to ICE, and they noted that enforcing drug paraphernalia laws is apparently a top priority for ICE. Again, ICE is the Immigration Enforcement Department. Huh? What? That doesn't make a darn bit of sense.
No.
They're
part of Homeland Security now, so they can expand their purview.
They can do whatever they want. And in this world of George Bush, apparently government can just break all the boundaries. Michigan Senate.
So we're a nation of boundaries.
other drug war news. Lansing, Michigan lawmakers want to give the state attorney general, the ability to sue people who have websites that give instructions on how to make the illegal drug methamphetamine. Today, the Michigan State Senate approved a bill letting the attorney general go after meth websites. Now the bill's heading to the House. It's another attempt by lawmakers to help fight Michigan's meth problem. In December, they had the Sudafed law take effect there. So, how's this going to work exactly? If you have a website and it's hosted in another state and you live in another state, can Michigan sue you for what the content is on your website? Are they really going to be able to get away with this?
I don't see why they couldn't sue you. I mean, they're an entity, mm-hmm. and they could sue another entity, so sure.
Based on website content? I mean, it's the web. You should be able to publish whatever you want. I could understand if it was libelous content, then they might have a leg to stand on there, but it's not. It's instructions on how to make meth. What's wrong with posting that online?
What's wrong with it, or yeah. What's their jurisdiction for suing?
I mean, both.
What's their ability to sue? Well, you can... The same as I can sue somebody who's in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Michigan can sue somebody who's in some other state. There's no reason.
It seemed to me that there'd be a jurisdictional problem there. I mean, nothing has been done in the state of Michigan.
People can view their site in Michigan.
Well, wouldn't that be the purview and the responsibility of the person who's viewing it? Couldn't they make a law that says you can't view this information? They could do that, I would think. But they can't make a law that would prescribe behavior. For instance, what if I posted my information on an Iraqi website or a French website, some website in another country?
Wait, are you suggesting it's okay for them to make a law suggesting what people can and cannot view?
No, I'm not suggesting it's okay. I'm just suggesting they could get away with a lot better because then they could claim that the people are in their jurisdiction. In this case, I'm not in Michigan. So how can they get away with this? Will they? We'll find out about that. It's made its way halfway through. So there's the latest there. Also, other drug war news. Corrupt cop stories. We haven't done one of these in a little while. Baltimore City police officer Walter Jackson Hill was arrested Saturday on charges he took bribes from a drug suspect in return for failing to appear at the man's criminal trial. Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because if the cop doesn't show up, it's like a traffic ticket, I guess.
Yeah.
If the cop doesn't show up, then there's no trial.
Didn't happen.
He's alleged to have agreed to try to get the suspect sentenced to probation instead of prison time for bribes totaling $1,150. That's really good. I mean, if you can get out of prison for a grand, that's not too shabby. Questioned in another investigation, the drug suspect told police that Jackson Hill had arrested him in September and told him he'd let him go for $400. The suspect then got $750 more from investigators, which he gave to Jackson Hill in return for the promise of probation. That transaction was recorded. He's now been charged with theft, bribery, extortion, and obstruction of justice. Got what's for. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Still on the way here. We're going to, I think, sneak into the email box. And, Manwich, you actually have something about ingratitude of the Iraqi people.
I do.
And what, I think it's a military guy that's talking about this?
He's a politician.
Oh, okay. We'll share that with you. On the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guarantee my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number three. Still time for you to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. Lots of them. Over a year's worth, actually, right there on the front page of the website. You can go and get them for free. Freetalklive.com. Coming up, Iraqi ingratitude. One politician is upset. And we'll share his thoughts with you. But first, sex and blogging.
There appears to be a case where some interesting things are happening.
Okay.
The title is from AP in Washington. Judge okays case against sex blog author. A judge Wednesday allowed a lawsuit to proceed. That doesn't mean she's been convicted or anything like that.
Right.
It's just proceeding against Jessica Cutler, the former Senate aide who posted details of her sex life on the Internet.
Hmm.
The case brought by Senator Mike DeWine's former counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Robert Steinbuch, alleges that Cutler engaged in an invasion of his privacy in 2004 by publishing sexually explicit facts about a relationship with Steinbuch. So it says here also Cutler.
So a Senate aide was having a relationship with her, or the actual senator himself? I missed that.
He was an aide, essentially.
Okay.
I mean, a former counsel to the senator.
Got it.
It says that she described in graphic detail intimate, amorous, and sexual the amorous and sexual relationship between the two. Cutler's outrageous actions, setting before anyone in the world with access to the Internet intimate and private facts regarding plaintiff, constituted a gross violation of his privacy, subjecting him to humiliation and
Whoa.
Anguish, the suit suggests.
Wait a minute. I didn't realize this.
apparently, according to this lawsuit, when you have sex with someone, you're signing a contract that says you'll be quiet about all the details about your sex life. Is that essentially what he's saying, that he had an expectation of her keeping this private?
Well, no. What he's saying is that once you engage your genitals, you disengage your First Amendment right to speech.
Right. Well, I mean, I could understand if there was some sort of a social contract involved where everyone knew that when they had sex that you couldn't talk about it. Apparently, you can't talk about it if you're a senator's aide and you're having sex with a senator's aide. Is that the rest of the story, or is there more?
That's essentially the whole story. I mean, it has a lot of legal garbage in it about the judges and all that good stuff. After the hearing, Cutler's lawyer said the judge had eviscerated the suit by setting the one-year deadline, which Uma said would put most of the internet material outside the scope of the case. Apparently, there's an issue of, you know, time frames and that kind of thing. They're seeking compensatory and punitive damage.
I want to know what she wrote. What did she write about?
She wrote about sex in graphic detail, the intimate and amorous sexual relationship.
Did she say it was bad? Did she say that he couldn't get it up? That he wasn't any good? That he didn't pleasure her? That she didn't get off? I mean, what
was
the comment?
There's no link to the blog?
I'm afraid there isn't. I would really like that.
What was her name?
Her name is Cutler.
We'll have to look her up.
Yeah, Jessica Cutler.
Jessica Cutler. I just think, you know, I mean, I could understand. This guy must have been angry because she must have said something bad, right? I mean, because if she'd gotten on her blog and said, he was the best lover I've ever had, then why would he be angry about that?
Well,
right?
It sounds like she was more not just describing in adjectives. In that respect, she, you know, talked about what they did specifically.
Where they did it.
Yes.
Exactly. The
first
ask.
He was on top of me, and then I was on top of him. And then,
wow. I wonder how many people were reading that blog. I mean, there's so many blogs out there. Some of them are more read than others. I mean, how many people are reading the blog of the girl who's dating the guy who's working for the senator? Really?
Not that interesting. Yeah.
Five?
Depending on what she's writing about. I mean, obviously she's writing about enough stuff.
I suppose it also probably depends on what she looks like. I would guess if she's a very attractive young lady, she might have some extra blog readers.
It's not the sex so much in this. The sex sort of makes the lawsuit happen, but it's about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I mean, this happened. No one's disputing that it occurred.
But he's saying it made him feel bad.
I don't care what it made him feel like. If it did make him feel bad, he should have been doing it.
It didn't make him feel bad at the time.
No. I mean, it's about her right. I mean, because they both participated in sex. Are you saying she can't write about it? Sex she participated in?
Well, if you're saying
it's ridiculous.
If you're saying that she can't do that, if this case goes through and the judge actually rules in his favor, then that would set some precedent that essentially says if you have speech that makes people feel bad, then you should be punished for it.
Or at the very least sets a precedent that says if you have speech that involves another person, you must get their
permission.
Yeah.
Well, over in other countries, more socialist countries than ours, like France, for instance, they actually have prohibitions on saying bad things about people. We had an email come in from Germany. You can't talk bad about somebody there. You can't insult someone in Germany. If you do, or even if it's alleged that you do, someone can ruin your day by going down to the police department and filing a report on you saying, Mewich said something mean about me.
To le mauvais chien.
And then the Germans, or I'm sure it's similar way in France, but the Germans will call you down to the police station and say, hey, you've been charged with insulting. Come down and defend yourself. And then you come down and you have to explain to them, no, I didn't tell them. You have to spend hours with the cops explaining that, no, you didn't actually insult this person.
Your mother is ugly.
And I would bet that if you're a politically connected individual in Germany, the people that you accuse of insulting you will have a real tough time getting out of those charges. In fact, he pointed out that the fine for insulting someone is around $600. $600 for telling someone, you're ugly. You're ugly. I don't like you. At least here in America, we still have some freedom of speech, and I hope that this trial doesn't go anywhere. Although I'm disturbed by the fact that the judge allowed it in. The judge could have said, what are you doing? Get out of my courtroom. This is America.
That's
you don't have, in America, you don't have the freedom to not be offended.
Oh, but they're buddies. They're both politicians.
That's probably why he got the hearing. 800-259-9231. Speaking of politicians, one of them's, well, he thinks the Iraqis are ingrateful. Ungrateful. Does he say ingrateful in there?
Well, it's ingratitude.
Ingratitude. All
they're
right.
They're ungrateful. Because of their ingratitude.
We'll explain. On the way, 800-259-9231. And this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, and we might be able to flip your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Stephen here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give it all away to you. All of the content on the site is yours for free. Go get it. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, well, then we do have an option for you to voluntarily support us. It's the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what that stands for. Essentially, we're asking you for $3 a month. If you like what we do, you want to help spread the show, send us $3 a month via amp.freetalklive.com. You'll become an amplifier. You'll get some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in line, the amplifier-only forum, and even some classic archives. And the most important part is we'll take your money in and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We'll advertise to radio stations around the country. We'll advertise on the Internet. And we'll get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty on a nightly basis. If you help, amp.freetalklive.com. And it's working. Get the details. Let's go to the phones. Keith in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, I want to be a cool smoker, but I don't know much about it. I know Manwich smokes, though.
Oh, God.
He smokes cigars.
Okay, so Manwich, he smokes cigars, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, there's this cigar. I can't think of the name, though. It's the one that Bill Clinton put inside Monica Lewinsky. Can you tell me what name that is?
I guess I wouldn't know. Sorry.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Was that it? Johnson used to be a smoker, if you want some smoker's expertise.
I used to be a smoker. I quit.
Did you have some more questions, Keith?
That's all I wanted to know.
All right, thanks for the call.
I think it was a Cohiba, by the way.
Cohiba could be, but then in which case she was smuggling in banned items.
Yeah.
But by the way, we went to this Jessica Cutler's website, jessicacutleronline.com. The first thing you see is a picture of what appears to be someone's breasts. It may be hers in a bra of some sort. Apparently, she is a Washington, D.C. slut, as it's put on the website. Let's see. There's lots of things here. Jessica Cutler is beautiful, untalented, and morally corrupted. I guess her gig is to go around Washington, D.C. sleeping with people and writing about it on her blog.
You know, I think I know where that call came from. It just dawned on me. That call came probably because I think I made a post on a website. There's a new movie coming out, and I just want to mention it.
Oh.
It's called Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about it.
Yeah. It's a thinly veiled attack on pro-freedom advocates when it comes to smoking.
Are you sure about that? Because I read something elsewhere that said the guy that made it was a libertarian.
I don't know, because from the preview, it seemed like they were trying to spin it as though anyone who was saying a pro-freedom message, at least this is the impression that I got from the preview, and it may not be this way, but the impression that I got is that that guy didn't actually believe in what he was saying, and that he was just saying whatever he could for the tobacco company.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a preview. Okay, there's a preview. And what it is it's about a guy who is a spokesman for Big Tobacco. And the...
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a